Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Leaner Stronger podcast. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
In today's episode, you're going to learn how to know when your training program no longer serves you. When your training program has become a little bit stale and you're kind of just spinning your tires in the mud. Like, that's probably the most frustrating thing ever, is working hard, putting effort into something, but then
not seeing any results.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, you're making sacrifices. You're, you know, cutting out whatever things that you've kind of explored that aren't really serving you anymore. And yeah, you're not seeing the results that you really thought that all of that effort would get you.
That's it. And this is actually usually a quite a positive place to be, in a way, because there's a lot of good things that are happening if you have this problem. You're already going to the gym. Tick. You've already made those sacrifices. Like, you've already invested time from your lunch break. Instead of doing whatever, you're going to the gym. You have already associated how does training and pushing yourself in the gym, how does that serve you in other areas of your life? So it's now become a part of your value system. And these are some of the most important things that need to be in place for you to be able to really transform your body, your mind, and, you know, get to that next level, not only from your body composition, but also your mental and your physical performance perspective. A lot of good things happening, but if you're not seeing that progress from month to month, even from year to year, that's a very frustrating place to be. And yeah, how do you change that? That's what we're going to cover today.
That's it. What's the solution?
What's the solution? And before we get to that, just a quick reminder that if you want to support the podcast and show us that you appreciate our content and you've learned from our content, would you please do us a favor and subscribe, leave a comment, like the video or the audio, and just send us a message on Instagram at Coach Peter or at Coach Teresa West and connect with us. So, what is our solution?
So, solution. I think, first of all, definitely acknowledge that you're doing a lot of great things so that you're not, like, down in the dumps.
Yeah.
So that's probably the first thing that I would say. What would you say is the next thing?
Well, I think the next thing, obviously, is, you know, change requires change, right? Something needs to change. But I'm not necessarily saying that you should just change your training program to just the not a training program. Because after some time, that's also going to become a little bit stale.
Mm.
Like, the reason why you can get stuck in a loop of doing stale things is that basically everything works in the beginning, right? When something is a novel stimulus for your body, it creates a change. But after a while, this amazing adaptation machine, this meat suit that we've inherited through millions of years of evolution, which is highly adaptable, will adapt to absolutely anything, including the training program that you're doing. So when that happens, then again, you have to somehow change the stimulus to keep progressing. Mm. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you say change your stimulus, does this mean, like, we're going to start doing squats on a Bosu ball? We're going to start training in the sauna, get that heat exposure?
Oh, yeah, start wearing, like, one of those, like, a sauna suit or something. Oh, my fucking God.
Is that what you mean?
That is not what I mean, okay? That is, okay. Yes, correct. That is a different stimulus. But no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what do you mean? What do you mean when you say we need to apply some different stimulus onto your body? Because I think that can be, like, extremely confusing. And that's maybe where some of that ill advice into, like, shock your body into doing different things on different days. And that will, like, that's the secret. And
yeah.
So what do we actually mean by changing the stimulus of your training?
Yes. Well, obviously, because I don't know you. I don't know what you're doing right now. So I can't give you a specific recommendation. I would be absolutely full of shit if I said that what you're doing is right now is wrong and you need to do this thing over here that would be the correct approach. That would be absolutely bullshit. But what we instead need to do is we need to take a principle-based approach. So we would need to look at, okay, from the perspective of scientific principles of strength training and hypertrophy and strength and conditioning and exercise science in general, in your approach right now, where are you falling short? Is it the specificity principle? Is your training that you're right now doing, is it actually specific to your goals?
Like if you want to build muscle, are you applying tension or are you applying specific principles on your body that actually build muscle, or are you kind of just doing some willy-nilly?
Exactly, because a lot of people who want to change the way their body looks, meaning that they want to build muscle mass, they go for the feel in the gym. You know, you might be using like resistance bands and like really light weights and just getting like a huge burn in your muscles. But the reason why that's not specific to your goal of building muscle mass is that mechanical tension, which is provided to the body when you use more load, that is the main stimulus for building muscle mass. Okay? Not the sensation of burn. And if you just go for the burn, you might not get the mechanical tension. But if you go for the mechanical tension, you usually also get the burn if you do it right, in the right way.
Okay, so that's one form of stimulus that we need to look at.
Exactly. Then another one would be the next most important principle, which is the progressive overload principle. Is your training volume increasing over time?
Are you actually tracking that?
Are you actually tracking your training, or are you just pissing in the wind? Are you just guessing? Do you just do whatever you feel like when you go to the gym? I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Or, so, you know, let's paint that picture. Maybe you were given a plan, or maybe you found a plan online and you've been working with that plan and it worked really well for like a week or two, maybe even a month. But
yes,
perhaps you've actually been coming to the gym for maybe 3 to 4 months and doing that exact same plan.
Yeah.
Why is that not effective? Why would that person not be seeing any results anymore from maybe that 2 month mark?
Because of lack of progressive overload.
Okay.
Like if you haven't been increasing your sets, if you haven't been tracking your weights, that's, you can't apply progressive overload. You know, it's funny. I have a client who is like a massive group fitness fan and he freaking loves it. And I have nothing against that because he really enjoys it. Mm. He has a good community around him.
It's fun.
He like hangs out with, like he has a lot of gym friends. And it gets him to come to get out of the office and it gets him to move his body. So it's absolutely great. And I have no intention of trying to coerce him to stop doing that. But then a couple times he's asked me, okay, like right now, you know, I've seen this progress. Like eventually, like if I wanna, sometimes he'll point at a guy at the gym and he's like, how long will it take for me to get to that? And we're usually talking about like someone who's got like significant amount of muscle mass, and they're like clearly know what they're doing, and they're like ticking the boxes. You know, at some point, like you would have to scale back that group fitness stuff because in that kind of a setting, it's just impossible to apply the principle of progressive overload.
Mm.
It's just impossible, and that's why initially, it can be great. You can see some great progress.
Yeah.
But there's only so much weight that you can put onto the barbell in like a body pump class. And the amount of weight that's challenging for you for your bicep curls is different from the amount of weight that's challenging for your deadlift or for your squat. So, of course, you can't like do them all in the same, with the same piece of equipment in the same set.
Well, I'm sure somebody could argue that, but it would take quite a lot of like time and intensity and repetitions to create the stimulus that's required to put that amount of tension on those muscle groups.
That's where you would be able to get the burn and the feel, right? But you would violate the first principle. Which is, if your goal specifically is to change the way in which your body looks, you need to build muscle mass. And for muscle mass, it's the mechanical tension. So in the beginning, when your muscles haven't really experienced a lot of mechanical tension in your life, what you can apply in the body pump class is plenty. You'll build muscle mass. 100% guaranteed.
Okay, well, how about the argument then? Maybe we're thinking about different things. I've seen you do a single leg deadlift with just 20 kilos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So how is that still okay? And yet we can't, like, obviously you can load that amount on the bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I love that you actually bring that up. So again, it's important that how that tension is placed onto your muscles. It's not enough that I just put 20 kilos on the bar. That's not enough. I then need to take the segments of my body into positions, and because of physics, right? If I put the segments of my body into certain positions, for example, when I'm doing a single leg hinge, and I really get that, like, I've shifted all my body weight onto the side, which is doing the exercise, and then I soften my knee, and then I aim that my femur and my sit bone to basically aim to the ceiling, and I, like, maximally lengthen those glute tissues.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that much load in that position to give a traumatic muscular tension to your muscles. Just by going there with body weight is a hell of a stimulus when you learn how to do that correctly.
Which is a perfect segue into our next principle. I put you under the pump there a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. I love that. That was a great question.
Yeah, which is, I guess, that, you know, full range of motion.
Full range of motion.
Are you training effectively?
Yes.
Or are you just sticking in that place of the muscle that is easier, your body feels strong there, and you can kind of push it there, but you're not really taking your muscle to a place where it's really challenged.
Yeah.
Which is that generally, as you said, the fully lengthened position.
And the shortened position.
And the fully
shortened
position, correct. Depending on, as you said, putting your muscles or your body into different, places against gravity.
Yes.
Is that how you could say it?
Absolutely. That's the correct way to say it. And I think another way to say it, because this can sound a little bit complicated, is just that, in general, when a muscle is really lengthened, like stretched, and when a muscle is really short, those are the most important places to challenge your muscles in.
So let's quickly recap there. Yeah. So what are the specific principles we've spoken about to look at your stimulus?
Well, the most important ones are, is my training specific to my goal? Am I applying the principle of progressive overload and actually tracking my training?
Huge.
And am I executing my exercises in the most efficient way possible, meaning that I'm using a full range of motion during the exercises?
Mm.
There are other principles like individualization, then like how does this actually fit into the bigger picture? Like this is where you really step from being an intermediate to advanced. Like you start approaching your training a little bit more like an athlete. You know, an athlete who's preparing for the Olympics, like their coach can literally like plan, pretty much map out, like, if everything goes well, how does the next 4 years look like?
Huge.
When are we going to focus on a particular thing?
Mm.
And then within the year, for a normal person, like just if your goal is to like look and feel amazing and maximize your time at the gym, at different times of the year, you should focus on really pushing different things. At some point of the year, you're going to focus a little bit more on building strength and muscle mass. And then we're going to put that onto maintenance level, and we're going to focus on athleticism and fitness and speed and power at a different type of the year.
Mm.
And isn't that so nice? Like when you can, after a couple of months, you kind of get a bit sick of doing the thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can still obviously appreciate that, yes, like, this is good for me and I feel good. But then, yeah, you're like, oh, I just want to not necessarily mix it up, but I want to freshen things up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I think from a psychological perspective, seeing your training in those, like, phases really helps as well. Like when I work with my clients and we work through those specific phases, and they're like, okay, coach, like what's the next phase that we're going to work on? Okay, we're going to work on some strength. We're going to work on bringing, say, for example, your deadlift or your squat.
Or the pull-up. Like or your, a pull-up. So many of your girls want to do pull-ups.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes, great goal. We're going to work on building that specific strength that is required for that lift, so that the next phase after that, you know, we can work on either whether it's some metabolic stress on your body, or maybe you want to, you know, work on getting leaner or whatever it is if you've got a holiday coming up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's so wonderful. And when you can get your clients or people to see that, then they can really appreciate some of the behind the scenes stuff that really goes into mapping out an individual's progress at the gym with their training. Yeah. And actually, like on another note, like you start to really feel that you become this well-rounded athlete.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. Because you start to feel that your body can adapt to all these different stimuluses that you're putting on it. But at the same time, they're all like feeding each other.
That's it. You just start becoming a total savage.
Yeah.
And you don't become a total savage if you just go and do a bit of bicep curls and chest or a bit of glute kickbacks and whatever. And you just do that all year round. Like, that doesn't make savages. Sorry.
Yeah, we are off to the savage.
Yeah.
Savage approach.
We are off to the savage approach because, hey.
Yeah.
It's the show. Like, why wouldn't you want your body to... Why wouldn't you want to be a savage when it comes to your physical capabilities? Why not? Why would you ever have to doubt yourself? Can you carry the groceries in one go? There's just no two goes.
Mm.
It's
a huge confidence builder. I think, you know, when you maybe identify as somebody who's never really been able to move really well,
yeah,
or you've never seen yourself as somebody who's very athletic, and then you start to give your body these systems of training and, you know, adaptation, and then you can really build a lot of confidence. You're like, actually, like, if I follow this plan, if I show up weekly, hell yes, I feel good, I look good, and I look athletic. And that is brilliant. That's the biggest confidence builder I think anybody can have.
Exactly. Like, you accidentally glimpse a video of yourself running or like throwing something or like anything, literally, you're like, wow, like is that how I do it?
Yeah, and that's the best.
That's so good. Or like going for a holiday, not having to think about whether I can, ooh, can I do this climb? It's rated as challenging. I might not be able to get to that lookout spot. Like, fucking bullshit. Bullshit. Turn your body into a savage and you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you'll never think twice.
That's right.
Ever again.
We're all about building savages. If you want to turn into an absolute savage, work with us. www.leanerstrong.com. Leave us your details. I'll get in touch with you and we will have a chat about how we're going to turn you into a freaking savage.
Yes.
If you found this useful, if you've enjoyed this, please share this episode with someone who you think would also benefit from it. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, leave us a comment, ask your questions. At Coach Peter on Instagram, at Coach Teresa West on Instagram. I'm getting pretty good at this end bit.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, very good. Practice makes permanent. Perfect practice makes perfect.
Nice.
Have a great rest of the day. This is Coach Peter.
Coach Teresa.
We'll see you in the next episode.